When you look back at it, John, on that defensive effort, what resonates with you now, specifically to Sunday, as you've had a little bit of time removed, what sticks out in your mind? And I would offer the same question to Coach Kubiak, but what about the defensive effort specifically resonates for you?
Well, I mean, I think that Joe put it pretty aptly in the fact that that was a historic performance. Anytime you get into a game, the Super Bowl like that, and to have them play and perform the way that they played was incredible. And, you know, I can still remember having a conversation with Gary probably 3 days deep into training camp, and I looked at Gary, and maybe it was a little deeper than that, but maybe a week into training camp, and I looked at Gary and I said, you know what, I think we're going to be pretty darn good on defense. And if I was right at one thing, that was it this year. And you know, they were. The performance they played, and Joe put it, as I said, totally aptly in the fact that that was historic, the way they played against an offense that was very, very explosive against a quarterback that's probably as good as there is in the league right now and can do so many different things to hem him in the way that they did and kept getting keep after him and really frustrated him. It was historic, and you know, like every Bronco fan out there, it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I would agree. I, you know, the thing that I really liked about it, you know, you go up to the Super Bowl, and we were a great defensive football team this year regardless, but to be remembered, I think when you look back years and years from now, you have to put the finishing touch on something to really, and that's what they did, you know, and I think that's what makes it so special. They were relentless to the football, all of them, and just you knew they had control of the football game, you know, and that's amazing, especially against the quarterback and the group that they were playing against. So just really, really proud of their efforts, Wade, the staff, the players. It was special.
Yeah, Gary, one review of how you coached during the game in that Super Bowl. It looked like, especially once you got up 16-7, you decided offensively, let's just I don't want to say shut her down, but it was...
Well, I wouldn't say that was by choice, Mike. We weren't trying to do that. We'd have liked to have kept going and put a lot of points on the board. You know, I think we were playing smart. I mean, we felt like we had the field position battle won. Our kicking game was very, very good. Two scores against our defense, you know, really tough to come by. You know, we turned the ball over there at midfield, I think, with like 8 or 9 minutes left, and I got really concerned right there. But, I don't think we had any plans on being non-aggressive, but we also knew that our defense gave us a heck of a chance to win this championship. So we tried to stay true to that.
Guys, how ironic do you find it, if at all, that we've got a Hall of Fame quarterback here, we've got a guy who's been a quarterback in the league and coached quarterbacks, and you've got 18 taking snaps from center, yet it was defense that got the job done for you?
Yeah, that's me and John were talking about that here over the course of the last few days. You know, all teams are different, Les, you know, and you don't force something on them. We knew exactly what we were, and as the season went along, we really held true to our identity as a football team and what we were doing. We had a lot of things going on offensively throughout the course of the year, but we hung in there and battled. We played great special teams at the end of the year, but our football team knew exactly who they were and how we were going to have our opportunities to win, especially over the course of this past month.
Just curious, with the schedule you played during the regular season, then the quarterbacks you faced in the postseason, you guys have both been in the league the same amount of years. Where would you put this defense with the ones you've seen through the years?
Go ahead, Woody.
Well, I know one thing. I wouldn't want to play them. Glad I didn't have to play him. I mean, you talk about, you know, and Gary mentioned that earlier. We talked about, you know, 22. We had, I think, 22 or 23 guys active game day, and every one of them contributed. And so, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, everybody was a part of that. And you know, it's obviously we're biased in the fact that, you know, we rode their coattails all the way to the championship. I mean, this football team did. We put it on their shoulders, and the defense, you know, and Wade and the staff and what they did was tremendous, and we rode them. And, you know, they accepted that challenge. And so, you know, to me, to to sit here and say that, you know, when we look at it, you look at the performance in that Super Bowl, they're, you know, they're as good. They're in the argument to be the, one of the best ever. And, you know, it's hard to say that they're going to be that, but they're in the argument, which is a hell of a compliment to them.
John, I know last week you said you want to let Peyton take time to decide.
So you want his decision today? Has he had enough time?
No. I just want to know, what is your timeline? Do you have a deadline given Brock's situation, the combine coming up in 2 weeks and free
no,
agency?
No, there's no deadline. So, I mean, we're done. Again, we're going to enjoy this. Let Peyton enjoy this. I'm sure he'll sit down with his family, and then eventually we'll talk to him too and go through that. But, you know, that's there's no timeline for that right now.
John, how long do you allow yourself to enjoy this before you start turning your attention towards the draft with the combine coming up, or are you already there?
Well, we've already done some of that work. You know, obviously, when you go this deep into the playoffs, we got to start moving on to next year. So we've been involved in some free agent stuff already, as far as evaluation and also with the draft and the combine coming up. So we're already into that process, and we'll continue to do that. We'll take some time here in the next week or so, and then, you know, 2 weeks from Wednesday we head to the combine, and so we'll jump into next year.
It's not fair because it is too soon, but what is the key to getting back, and how do you keep that defense intact, John, specifically with Malik and Danny?
Well, and that's the hard thing, but there's no question we'd like to try to do that. And so that will be our goal, is try to keep it together. You know, the first step was trying to get Derek signed. We're able to get that done. And so Danny and Malik and the two that I can think of now that, you know, we'll try to work to keep it together and see what we can do. But, you know, that's something we'll start working on right away and see what we can get done. So. Well, you know, they're all priorities, you know, and I think that's all a combination. And so, you know, as we go through it, it's, you know, it's a fluid process to kind of see where each one is and talk to the representatives and see where they are. And so, I mean, it's going to be a fluid situation. We've only our budget is so big, and so we got to make it work within that. And so this is now be the time that we can now kind of see where everybody is and start working on that and get a feel for who we're going to be able to, you know, to hold on to, and so they're all priorities, but we just have to see where they are.
I know Peyton has a tough decision to make, but would you personally like to see him come back to the game for another year, and would you be open to him coming back to the team?
You know, I think that it's important for him. I mean, the key thing is for him to want to come back. I mean, that's why it's up to us. It's not really what we want to do. I think the important thing is. It's going to be his decisions, and so where we get a chance to sit down and talk to him, you know, and that's why it's up to Peyton to see that process, where he is in his career, what he thinks he can do, how he can play, what he wants to do from here on out. And so in talking about retirement's always hard. I mean, you can butt up to that line and crossing that line, taking that final step, saying, I am moving on. That is a very – even if the first 99% are easy to get there, that last 1% is as hard as that first 99%. So that's why he's going to have the time he needs, and you know, it's basically going to be up to him.
John, and Gary as well, I mean, given Von Miller's impact here in the last few weeks especially, I mean, you probably know what the number is going to be for him. Do you envision the – your usual tact here of late, franchise tag and then long-term deal, or what's your feeling?
The goal is always to get a long-term deal, and I think that but again, that goes back into the same old process of trying to include everybody in what we're looking at, and looking at it from, you know, from the 20,000 foot view of how this team's going to look not only next year, but 2 and 3 years down the line, to where we continue. As you know, our goal is always to be competitive year in and year out, and that's what we want to do. So, You know, the great thing is we've got, you know, we play for a great owner. We live in a great town. We've got a great head coach. We've got great coaches, and players want to play here. And so that does come in. That falls into the equation, and it depends on how much that equation fits for each player. And so for us to be able to try to continue to keep everybody together, that's going to be a big part of it. And we'll have to make some tough decisions. You know, anytime you have a world championship team and, you got tough decisions, but you know what? We'd much rather have the tough decisions than the easy decisions, because if you got the tough decisions, you got a lot of great football players. And so to try to continue to keep this puzzle together is the challenge. And it's going to be hard, but we look forward to it and think we can get it done.
John, knowing that you have a lot of guys to sign in free agency, how concerned are you that Brock happens to play a position where teams consistently overpay for that position?
Well, I mean, you need one of those, you know, and I think that it's important. So, again, that goes back into the equation. And our players have been very popular in the market the last 3 and 4 years, and that's always the case. And so we realize that's a part of it. We're proud in the fact that, you know, and our players deserve it, and they've earned that. So it makes it a little bit tougher on us, but you know what? Again, it goes back to the same thing. We'd rather be in that tough situation where people want our players and respect our players the way they do. So hopefully we can continue to hold this together, continue. You know, again, we go back. We've talked about the draft so many different times. We've got another 9 to 10 draft picks this year. So we've got the ability to continue to grow that base and hold this team together. So that's all part of it. And that's the challenge. But like I said, the great thing that we have is the organization, Gary, and the group of coaches that we do have. It makes it much easier for us to kind of explain our side of the equation and where we're coming from and why.
John, sorry to ask one more Peyton-related question, but Archie did say on Sunday night that he believed Peyton was done in Denver. Do you think he's done in Denver?
I don't know why Archie would say that, but obviously that's up to Archie. And I said we're gonna give Peyton plenty of time to think about what he wants to do.
John, first, how's the throat holding up? You drinking any tea for your voice?
It's getting better, actually. So
getting better. Okay, throat coat tea. A question for both of you. You had said after the Super Bowl that Mr. Bolin is like a second father to you. What life lessons have you both learned from Mr. B?
Well, I mean, for me, it's the ability to, and the way he treats his people and the culture that he's created in this organization and the culture of winning and the expectations of competing for world championships, that's what he wants. And I think that as a player and as an employee now that you can't ask for anything else when it starts at the top and what the guy that's making everything happen wants. And so you can't be in a better situation. To be competitive and again, try to compete for world championships.
No, I totally agree with that. I think Mr. Bolin's a leader of people. I mean, for me to be gone from this organization, come back 10 years later and see so many of the same people still in place, still in this building, still working, still contributing. And then even now with Mr. B not here on a regular basis, his presence is here every day, and what he stood for and what he wants his people in this organization to stand for. So just a tremendous leader.
Gary, you're probably not sitting here with those trophies without the contributions of young guys like Paredes, Garcia, yeah, Osweiler, and Shaq, et cetera. How important were they to this title, and how important will they be in trying to sustain this?
Well, they were extremely important. You know, that's what I've been doing ever since I walked in the door this morning, really evaluating players, trying to come up with an assessment of what took place this past year. But one of the great things that did take place is all of our young players became contributors, you know. So these guys that you just mentioned like that, they've got a lot of games under their belt now, snaps under their belt, and even though they're very young players, year 2 and 3 when we come back and go to work, They're going to be very seasoned. Not many guys go through the playoff run we went through playing a Super Bowl. So our young players got so much better, and it should just make us, you know, more competitive as a team every day we hit the practice field.
Yeah, Gary, most Super Bowl champions
these days have kind of a crossroads point in the season where it can go either way, doesn't look so good. One of your was the Pittsburgh game at Pittsburgh, where, you know, you lost it in the second half. What do you think changed? Was there anything, you know, why you rallied from that point?
Yeah, I've had a few people ask me that in the last couple of days. You know, we lost two tough games, right? We lost to Oakland here at home, had chances to make plays at the end, didn't make it, went to Pittsburgh, had control of the game, did not play well in the second half. You know, I just remember talking to the players after the game, and I think my message after the game was about being all in all the time. You can't be in just some of the time. We were a good football team. We were in position to have a chance to, you know, be a good playoff team, or, you know, be in position from that standpoint. But yet it was time to step up and do it or not. You know, like John said many times, we could have been not in the playoffs. We could have been a six seed. We could have been a one seed. But I think from that day on, I just think we refocused. We had a big win against Cincinnati, I think, the following week. Am I right? And, you know, we talked about, you know, just everybody staying all in, staying in the moment. And, you know, I don't know if that was a turning point or not, Mike, but we responded. You know, we responded after those two losses and didn't lose again, if I'm correct. So, you know, that's what the NFL is about. It's tough. I mean, there's highs and lows, ups and downs, and you find out what you're made of along the way. And we were very, very tough to deal with late. You know, we played very tough as a football team.
Gary, I'm just curious, when you get fired in Houston, I know you probably still believe in what you do and how you do it. Did you think you would find yourself with a team that was capable of winning the Super Bowl?
I dreamed I'd get back in that position, you know. Did I think I'd end up here a couple of years later? No, I can't sit here and say that. You know, it's really a blessing. But, you know, I think as a coach, you understand the business. I had a lot of confidence, and I have a lot of confidence in myself throughout my career, you know, not just now. And, you know, I knew when that opportunity was lost, there was another great one out there for me, you know, and I wanted to keep going. So, I love what I do. I love teaching. I love being around guys like John and Joe and the battle in this business, and I think I got a lot left in me. So I just feel very, very fortunate that I got this opportunity. I understand that, and, you know, kind of count my blessings every day. You know, it's been great, and hopefully there's more to come.
For both of you, a very unusual season at the quarterback position. Wondering how you work that balancing act, how you walk that tightrope with a young quarterback who won some for you and wanted to be on the field, and then Peyton being who he is with his history. So what were the conversations like? How many were there? How did you manage that situation?
Really, it was always about what was best for the team, Les. You know, I mean, we had Peyton, who physically was not, you know, was hurt. You know, I mentioned that over and over again when we got to Kansas City. John and I talk all the time, not just at that point, about our football team, but, you know, doing what we thought was best for our team, and we thought was getting him healthy and, you know, rolling with Rock and with Brock, I should say, and, you know, doing the things that he did best. So, I mean, it was a ongoing situation week in and week out, but what we tried to do is every Monday walk in here with the direction for our team. This is where we're going. This is what we're doing. And I think our guys responded to that, but you know, there were a lot of situations that went on with our football team, not just a quarterback position, that I think our guys handled extremely well.
Well, and I'll just say this, is that, you know, I think that to me, handling those type of situations are probably one of the hardest things that a head coach has to deal with, and that's where Gary did such a tremendous job, is the way that he handled that process, how he communicated to his team. And you know, it's you know, it was a touchy situation, and you know, it was tough for the quarterbacks too. You look at the things that that Peyton was going through, but also what Brock went through. And I tell you what, we wouldn't have done what we did without both of those guys. And so they're both to be commended. And really, ultimately, you know, it was Gary making that call as far as what his gut told him to do. And to me, those are the type of things that take coaches, head coaches, from good to great, is they have that ability to make that call. And Gary made that call.
John, you look back to Von Miller's performance over the years and specifically this postseason. What has changed in him over the last couple of years specifically?
Well, I mean, I think he's matured. I think he's grown up quite a bit, and I think it's a compliment to him and the people around him and, you know, some of the things he had to go through when he was younger. And so he's grown up tremendously, and I think DeMarcus Ware has had a tremendous effect on him too and been a great, you know, has been a big brother for him, and Von has responded. That's why I'm happy for Von. We knew, and we drafted him back in 2011 with the second pick, and I still say it. I mean, there's not many guys. I've not seen a more talented guy physically than Von, and it's a mantle. It was a matter of him channeling all those talents in the right way, and I think we saw him do that this year. I mean, he picked up momentum, and the bigger the game got, the bigger he played, and so I couldn't be happier for Von and all the work and the maturity that he's gone through is really a compliment to Von, and so I'm extremely happy for him.
You guys have both talked about how your team wouldn't have gotten to where they did without Brock playing. Gary, for you, what was it about him that was so impressive during those six games?
I think his toughness would be the first thing that jumped at me. I mean, when you get thrown in those situations as a young quarterback, and I know, you know, when I was a player, I was thrown into it a few times. He let me jump in there a few times. But, you have to really be mentally tough because there's a lot of things going on within the team, and, you know, everybody's, well, we're missing this guy or that guy. And you got to let all that go and go in there and focus and do your job. And, boy, did he do that. I mean, and he just, week to week, he worked his tail off. Napper did a tremendous job with him, he and Callie. But just his toughness and battling, and, you know, he played some really good teams, New England here at home. We got down 14. We got down 14 to Cincinnati, and this kid finds a way to get his football team back in the game and win. And I think all those things, what he went through this year, is going to really help him with his future, you know. So I loved his mental toughness.
Gary, in 13 of the last 19 Super Bowls have been won now by coaches who were dismissed somewhere else. Some of those guys have talked about how the experience has made them better the next time around. Yeah. What do you think from the past, from Houston and Baltimore, made you a better coach and helped you guide this team to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think any time you I kind of look back. You know, I had a way I went about things my first opportunity, you know, and I think we did a good job. You know, I was proud of what we did. Last year I went somewhere and watched somebody else do it. You know, somebody else who'd won a world championship, a general manager who's won a couple of them, I think. So, you know, I got to watch that go on, watch that organization work. I come here, you know, I know a lot about this organization, but tremendous success and what John's been doing here since he came in, and the job that Joe's done. And I think what you do is you kind of bring all those things together. You say, I think this will be good for us. Or, you know, so I don't know. You're ever changing, and hopefully you're grabbing the good things. But I think every team is different, and you got to handle them a certain way. But the biggest thing I've learned is you get good people and let them do their job, you know. Support them, give them confidence, and let them do their job. And that's what we tried to do this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.